This town is blessed with many things, a lot of wonderful hospitals. And at the Joseph Steele Burns Center, a lot of miraculous work takes place out there with regard to skin. Skin is an amazing and beautiful thing, and it covers us. It's an organ. It is essential to life and to good health. It is life-saving. And we've heard that in our gospel lesson for today. My flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed, says the Lord. I would therefore argue, as I did just a moment ago, that flesh is life-saving. We come here to be fed, and then we are to go. And the strength of that food to change God's world. If we do one something for one somebody, we may, without knowing it, transform them. We're about to have some exciting new transformative change here at St. Paul's after praying for a long time and praying for the search committee and our vestry. We have a new rector who will be here soon. And his first Sunday will happen to be on a very auspicious weekend. The 20th anniversary of 9/11 will take place just the day before. Bear with me as I go through the woods for just a moment regarding skin. Lauren Manning was transformed on that terrible Tuesday. That first and only and awful 9/11. She was transformed on that Tuesday when she showed up to work and was standing in the elevator lobby of the first building to be struck. And as the flaming jet fuel came down the elevator shaft, it exploded into that lobby, pushed her literally into a door that she then turned and exited, knowing that she was running for her life, literally on fire. She had a 2-month-old son. She had a husband that she wanted to live for, and as she made her way to a patch of grass to stop, drop, and roll, she told herself, "I will live." She was running for her life when a stranger, a man, put out the rest of the fire that was consuming her using his jacket, staying with her literally on the ground as they watched the second plane crash right above them. He then put her into an ambulance, certain all the while that he was assisting a dead woman. One person did something, and it started a process that helped to save her life. Lauren was later able to discover this man's identity. He did not want to be named in the book that she later wrote about her experiences. The book is entitled Unmeasured Strength, and if you've not read it, I highly commend it to you as the 20th anniversary of 9/11 approaches. In an incomprehensible crisis, this man did just the right thing to start a transformation for a person who was dying. We today are in the midst of what for me is an incomprehensible crisis. We need to do the right thing, and we all need to be changed and transformed into trying to do the right thing for ourselves and for one another. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, writes St. Paul so long ago. And as he wrote those words so long ago, those words still apply to us here at St. Paul's today. The wisdom from Proverbs says, "Walk in the way of insight." And a brief summary of the lesson from Ephesians today says, for us to live wisely and give thanks to God. There are so many things that we have for which we need to be thankful. thankful for the miracles of folks like Lauren and so many other survivors of that terrible day. And thankful for the feast in which we're about to share. From John's Gospel, we hear again the familiar theme that says, and it involves skin. My flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. As Episcopalians, we say that we believe that Christ is really present in the mystery of the feast in which we are about to partake. His flesh is food indeed. May we partake in this mystery and be transformed, and then empowered by that, may we go out and do the same for the world. Let us save our skin, if you will, and try to do the same for this burned up and hurting world. It was a long and very difficult journey for Lauren Manning, and again, I want to highly commend her book to you and the story of her strength and courage. It takes determination and it takes bravery when we know we're dying to be determined to say, we will live. And she didn't just do that for herself. She had others that she loved and cared for and wanted to see again. And may love for others, for all of the world, empower us and strengthen us to do something for others so that we may transform them. May we transform them by the flesh and the name of Jesus. Amen.